There are famous writers, painters, and musicians who've done some of their best work in their later years. Impressionist Claude Monet painted his famous water lilies in the last half of his life. A few hundred seniors here in the Los Angeles area are proving you don't have to be famous or even a professional artist to be artistically fulfilled in your senior years. They're residing in two senior arts colonies, housing developments designed to make room for the creative life to flourish. NPR's Ina Jaffe covers aging and has our story.
At the end,
and that's page 73. And then ladies, with an attitude.
Seems there's always something in rehearsal at the North Hollywood Senior Arts Colony.
Tony, even though Vinny's not here, I still want you to be conscious of the pause.
Yep. 64-year-old Naila Jamoke is the director of an upcoming poetry performance. As the rehearsal breaks up, she says she moved here a few months ago, all the way from her home in Chicago.
I was looking for a place where seniors weren't being treated as seniors. As an artist, I needed to be around motivation.
The NoHo Senior Arts Colony, as it's known, just opened last winter. But Jamoke heard about it when it was still under construction.
And I said, yes, this is where I want to be.
She's able to be here because some of the apartments are subsidized and she lives just on Social Security. But Jamoke says her experience has gone beyond her expectations. For instance, she'd done some theater before, but she was never a writer. Now she is.
So I'm learning some new things in my senior age, and being a part of this community is helping me to see that I have a lot more inside of me to come out as far as creating.
That's no surprise to Tim Carpenter. He founded an organization called Engage that's been providing arts programs at retirement complexes for years. But his efforts were limited because most retirement homes just didn't have enough space.
When you get handed a building that has one club room and you want to do more than one thing, it's almost impossible. So the idea of somebody watching television and having a poetry class are at odds with each other.
Then he happened to meet a developer named John Husky, president of Meta Housing, which builds a lot of apartments for seniors. And Carpenter asked him why so few of his residents were participating in activities.
And I say, well, wait a minute, I've built good quality housing for them to live into, aren't I done? And he said, I don't think so.
For a while, they had a contentious relationship. Husky says that changed one day when he asked Carpenter to try to figure out why one of his projects wasn't getting many tenants.
And he said, I think we can lease this thing up a little bit better with a writing class.
And then the laughter. It was very quiet, and then the laughter started. You're going to have a writing class?
And it didn't take very long before this worst idea I'd ever heard of was the best idea I ever heard of, because it really worked.
So they decided to design new buildings around things like writing classes and painting and performance. The building in North Hollywood has a fully equipped theater. It's home to a professional company that interacts with the residents. It also has painting and sculpture studios, like this one at the Burbank Senior Artist Colony that opened in 2005. Staff members there were hanging paintings for an upcoming show, as Tim Carpenter explained that participants can't just dabble. They need to have a goal.
To have expectations be high and for people to take risks as they get older, instead of saying, oh, you're old now, and we're not really expecting you to do anything if you could just sit here versus somewhere else.
Research shows that there's a positive impact on older people who create art. They're healthier, they're happier, they're likely to stay mentally sharp. Scientists say that more studies are needed, but 86-year-old Buster Sussman seems to be living confirmation of the studies done so far.
Here, down below you, that's my Picasso poster.
The former real estate reporter began painting just recently. One of his Picasso-style posters advertises a fictional gallery called Rat Mort.
There was no such gallery, but there was a cafe, Rat Mort, around 1900. It was said to be the wickedest place in Paris. During the day, the artists would go there. Wicked, wicked, wicked. You wouldn't have gone there.
How do you feel seeing your stuff being put up on the wall?
Oh, I like it. I'm vain. I'm a total fraud as an artist. But you can be vain and a fraud at the same time.
An artistic fraud? Maybe. But he seems to be having an authentically good time. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.